Hey y'all, it's Stephanie from Root to Seed. Today we'll be doing a spring check-in so you're ready for the season. We finally made it to spring, so exciting. But first, let me share the news. Since our last episode, we've finally completed the garden plans. We're planning for 2 large garden beds and 2 smaller garden beds in our homestead, and then 2 more smaller beds in a local community garden. I'll also be taking either side of my front walkway and transitioning that from lawn to wildflowers. The larger beds have been fitted with square foot measurements so everyone can see what that looks like over the growing season. I'm also attempting a sourdough starter for the first time, and we'll see how well that goes. Today, I'll be planting and transplanting seedlings. We're up to about 30 flats and 36 transplants. I'll be back in just a few seconds to review the spring check-in. Spring technically sprang March 20th and will continue through June 20th, but for those of us in New England, we're looking at our last frost date, which is April 16th, or early spring, meaning that this is when you may safely begin to start to plant cold-tolerant crops outside, and about a month later, the rest of your crops can be planted out. This is a good time to bring some wildlife into the homestead and get a birdhouse or two and some bird seed. Bringing birds in will naturally help to control insect populations. You'll want to check on those seedlings you started and be sure they have the water and light they need. Check out episode 4 for any reminders you need about starting seeds. If you haven't yet, you can start dill, cilantro, celery, collards, kale, lettuce, cauliflower, and cabbage. If you're growing flowers, follow the growing instructions on the seed packet. Usually, we just direct sow flowers once the soil is warm enough. Whatever leftover seeds you have, make sure they're stored in a cool, dry place. And if you intend on using any power tools this season, be sure they're tuned up and clean. Dirty tools and equipment can spread a variety of diseases and weeds. About May 9th, I use Mother's Day as a marker. I usually spend my Mother's Day planting, which is perfectly splendid in my opinion. If your soil is workable, you can direct plant peas, parsnips, carrots, radish, beets, lettuce, spinach, and many other cold tolerant crops. These are best grown direct sow and should not be started inside. If you haven't yet, you can start your seeds now with a plan of planting out at the end of spring. Any vegetable seedlings you previously started inside and have grown their first true leaves can be transplanted into larger containers. This is also the time when maintaining your soil is important. Now's the time to incorporate any organic matter and spade in or till under any cover crops you may have used. No need to dig too deep. You need only really work the top 2 inches. The worms and roots will do the rest of the work for you. If you planted asparagus, now's the time to fertilize it. And if you have established strawberry or garlic beds, remove half of the mulch they were covered with. Build and fill any raised beds you plan to include in your plan. If you have outdoor seedling of lettuce or onion, they can be transferred to a cold frame. And I'll be back in a few seconds with my next seasonal marker. Memorial Day is my next marker. If you haven't prepped any plants at this point, you can sow seeds outdoors for lettuce, carrot, radish, beet, turnip, and parsnip. Be sure your soil is ready for plants. Anything remaining of your indoor seedlings can be hardened and planted. If you have sets of onions, they can go out to the cold frame or can be direct sown outside. If you have the space, I would highly recommend potatoes. Those can be planted now, and the taste of homegrown potatoes will amaze you. Herbs can be planted out and in containers now. In general, and perhaps unbelievable, you actually can begin to weed. And be sure everyone's getting adequate water and light. Place cabbage, broccoli, cauliflower, and Brussels sprouts into the cold frame, or harden them off with at least 2 hours of indirect sun for at least 3 days. Father's Day is my next and last marker of spring. If you haven't yet sown, there are many seeds now that can tolerate being planted outdoors. These include peas, cauliflower, onions, lettuce, spinach, and any root crops. You can plant out your cucumber, squashes, and melons. If you're growing beans, now's the time to plant them outside. However, this is kind of 50-50, as beans can be a bit finicky, so you may find you need to plant them again a bit later on. If you do have a strawberry bed or pot, now's the time to plant bare root plants. In the area of maintenance, be sure to watch for cutworms, remove and dispose of them if they're found. Also, protect your beets and spinach from leaf miners. For cabbage, broccoli, cauliflower, and radish, you'll need to be aware of flea beetles. You can see more about these insects, including photos, at www.roottoseedonline.com by clicking Spring in the gardening page or the community blog on identifying insects. Those seedling tomatoes you planted can be moved to the cold frame for hardening off or planted out if they're already hardened. Garlic will need water regularly, and potatoes will need their soil hilled around them if needed. If you have established asparagus, harvest the sprouts now. If not, don't remove the first year of sprouts. I'll be back in a few seconds after this last break. I want to talk a little bit about just after spring, just the first 2 weeks after June 20th. First, yeah, we made it. We turned seeds into plants. Although you could just be starting out now, and that's all right, just work with what you have. You can plant outside all of your seedlings of cucumber, squash, and melon, or you can direct sow the seeds right outside. If you're lucky enough to have room for corn, that can be a direct sow now as well. This is usually a great time to plant flowers intermingled with your vegetables. Some edible flowers that I like to plant include calendulas, cornflower, Johnny Jump Ups, daylilies, and violets. These will attract beneficial insects, and you can follow the directions on the seed packet for exact timing and light needs for those. Your herbs can now be brought out or planted directly outdoors. If your first bean that we talked about earlier didn't take, now is a great time to try again. Provide those beans with a trellis if they're pole varieties. You can make your first or second sowing of lettuce, carrot, beet, spinach, and radish at this point. You can move your basil plants outdoors, preferably near your tomatoes, as they're great partners, and keep a pot near the kitchen door of any herbs you use a lot of. Have a listen to episode 10 about companion planting to learn more about interplanting and how that helps the garden. Again, if you haven't yet, plant outdoors your cucumber, squash, melon, tomato, pepper, and eggplant. Your maintenance during this time really kind of starts to kick up. You'll continue weeding and pay special attention to the edges of the garden. Continue to check for damaging insects and protect any newly planted seedlings. This includes those already mentioned, but also aphids and green worms called cabbage butterfly larvae, which may affect your broccoli, cabbage, Brussels sprouts, and cauliflower. For your strawberries, pinch off blossoms and create a mulch barrier between the berries and the ground. Place mulch around and provide stakes of your choice for tomatoes, peppers, and eggplant. Hill your potato plants if needed. And believe it or not, you can begin to harvest now as well. If you planted garlic, you can use the scapes in cooking. These will be the curly tips you see on the garlic growth. They're a great mild version of garlic. I do hope all of this was helpful and assists you in growing well and successfully. It is sometimes tough in New England with such volatile weather. Do use our website as a resource during your growing season. Reach out if you have questions or need some help. Sign up for our newsletter and emails. We won't flood your inbox, I promise. And if you're enjoying the podcast, please subscribe and leave a review. This really does help us to bring you great content. Until next time, be kind to the planet, be kind to each other, and join our community.